Hi everybody, welcome to Rob Evans 365. It's day number 2065. And I am literally taking time out on this time of recording Easter Saturday. And I'm doing nothing. I'm having a walk and I'm chilling out and I'm just enjoying the sunshine. We're having some beautiful weather here over the next few days. And I'm just momentarily reflecting on some of the things I've been doing over the last few days. Very busy with clients and so forth, but every now and then I get in the mood of doing some more decluttering and cleaning out cupboards and stuff. And my little girl, Liv, who's no longer here, she had this knack of just doing a lot of art and craft work and tiny, tiny little things that really, to see the detail of everything that she would make, you really need to look at it under a magnifying glass, because it was so fine and so detailed. She was like so talented and so creative in what it is. Like, she would create like a tiny little cat, for instance, that would be smaller than your fingernail on your small finger. And she put so much detail into them, and then she would make them out of clay and then like bake them, gloss them, everything. And like each of them are individual pieces of art, and I found some of those in a cupboard, and just all these other bits and pieces. And it made me reflect on obviously missing her, but you think, what does life come down to when you leave and there's this stuff that you leave behind that most people are going to throw out? I mean, that's the bottom line, is that most of the things that we accumulate, no one else really wants. Or maybe it's not people in your family or whatever. I think about like the majority of things that are in my home are pieces of furniture and like all my gym equipment and everything. But when I go, I mean, my daughter, she's not going to want any of that stuff. She's going to want to put her own things in her own home and stuff. And it's like sometimes I feel like we spend a lifetime accumulating things, and it comes down to what? I've got a few pieces of furniture and some things that are from my parents, my grandparents, and I'd like to think that Emily would hang on to those, because they're, you just like to keep those things in the family. But it comes down to probably what you can put in a suitcase in some ways, in terms of the belongings, not the furniture obviously. But yeah, it just made me think about some of that stuff. And at the end of the day, life is about the experiences that we have and what all that means to us. Not the things that we go around accumulating, because you can't take any of that with us. So it's quite interesting. So I had to pass somebody that's doing some pressure cleaning, so it's a bit noisy, so apologies. So just a moment to reflect, I suppose, on some of the things that I was doing. And like every piece of artwork that Liv did, making sure that's protected. And Emily actually just went through a process of taking photos of every piece of artwork that she's got, so that we can store it in the cloud and make sure that we don't ever lose that, because she can't produce anymore. Maybe there'll come a time when Em wants to do something with those pieces of art and her work. And if we got them, then yeah, they're always there. I've got a bunch of old photo albums upstairs that you never go through, and really should go through the process of scanning, photographing all of those, so that we don't lose them either. yeah, life goes by pretty quickly, but nobody wants to hang on to your photo albums and do all that kind of stuff. So this decluttering process as I go through some of my my grandparents' stuff, my parents' stuff, it's like, what am I ever going to do with some of this stuff? It's like, I don't want it. My kids aren't going to want it. So what do? You try and recycle it. You try and move it on to somebody that would like to use it. So yeah, being a bit reflective. And you know, like these times of the year as well, obviously made me think about my daughter and what we would normally do. And that is, we'd normally go up to Bendigo like we did last year. And we went up there and just spent a really nice time doing what the kids wanted to do up there. It was really nice. So we don't get to do that now. And you obviously miss that side of things. But there haven't been any tears. No tears today. Maybe tomorrow. Who knows? But right now, I've had a good day. It's been a busy couple of days, actually. And I'm just trying to consciously take some time out and just do things for me. I've been working pretty hard for everybody else today. I thought, well, why don't I just go out and get up some more steps and just move around a little bit more. I had a Chuck Norris night last night. And I have a 3 CD set, so I think it's going to be Chuck again tonight. I think we're watching Delta Force. I said we, me, is watching Delta Force tonight. Don't know. We'll see what I'm in the mood for. I watched Oppenheimer the other day over a couple of nights because it's so long. I don't know. I mean, it's not something I could watch again. I've probably watched about 50% of it, listened to 90% of it, I suppose. I know, 3 hours, long time for a movie like that. I know it won a bunch of Academy Awards and so much work that goes into these things, putting them together and everything. But yeah, I was a bit underwhelmed by the movie, to be honest. Don't know about that. Maybe I'm too critical of movies. My coach last night on our coaching call, he said that he did this podcast with somebody, and he's able to reach out and connect with these really high level people that are very, very successful, high net wealth people, like hundreds of million dollars of worth in their business, billionaires as well, and have them on the show, and they're really insightful. I know that he really enjoys them. And so he said he did a podcast with someone that he just didn't think it was awesome, and he's unsure as to whether to post it or not. He said, look, if you want to listen to it, I'll send it to you and you can let me know what you think. And so I asked him to send it to me. I had to listen to it, and I can see what he means. It's like, it's a very underwhelming dude. But I won't tell you. Well, he was a Navy SEAL, right? And he's had another Navy SEAL on his podcast before. And this guy was just, I can see what he mean and why he didn't. He was unsure about posting it. So I sent a message to him and said, yeah, look, I can see what you mean. Why you weren't wanting to post it. But I said, it just seems like he's so conditioned to being flat and everything through the military. And he asked me, he said, so yes or no to post it? And I said, no. I said, I wouldn't. So it'll be interesting to see whether he does, whether that just helps to reaffirm his position. I often talk about, how do you add value to people? Well, he asked last night, he said, look, if you want it, you want to give me some feedback, then send me a message and I'll send it to you. I wonder how many people reached out. It wouldn't have been everyone, that's for sure. But how I can add value to him is by if he put something out there like that. And I do go to the effort of, like it was 45 minutes, I do go to the trouble of listening to it and providing him with some feedback, then that, you know, he'll remember that. He says, okay, well, this guy went out of his way to do that. And so that's, it's things like that where there's an opportunity to add value to somebody where you know that most people aren't going to step up. You could step in and say, yeah, look, I'll do that. I'll do that. That's what I did. Anyway, that is my current thinking process. Always looking to, I struggle with, I was sitting there on the couch and I thought, oh, I could just sit down here, play a game on the phone or, yeah, watch a movie or something. I had a movie going. I struggled to watch a movie, but I'm listening to it more than anything. Had a little nap and I thought, oh, I can't just sit here. So I started to clean out one of the cupboards. Cleaned that out, whiskers like that, because he went and had a sleep in the cupboard when I opened it. And then again, I'm just sitting here and thinking, oh, I can't just, yeah, magpie sitting right at my eye level. I can't just sit here and do nothing. So what'll I do? So I thought, all right, let's go for a walk. So I just always have to do something. I really struggle with just sitting around. I was fantasizing by having a look at booking.com and looking at some of the other places I looked at earlier in the year, so like in Thailand and Bali and stuff, where I would go if I went on a bit of a holiday. But because I'm going to LA and taking my daughter there, I like to set limits for myself, and I don't like to live too extravagantly. So it's like one trip this year. I've done a bunch of interstate short trips for business and stuff, and the wedding a couple of weeks ago. I won't go to Bali this year. I don't feel like I need to. But I was just having a look there, thinking, oh yeah, that looks nice. That looks nice. The price is reasonable. But yeah, what's next? I need to do something else now. Resting. And yeah, so that's why I'm out having a walk right now. But no, I'll go back and what time will be? I'll go back and feed whiskers. I've done my steps. I've done my workout today. I feel good. I'm doing a new program now. Just started that today, and I'm going to train tomorrow as well. It's a 4-day week program. I'm going to train Saturday, Sunday, and then probably Tuesday, Wednesday, something like that. And so I'm looking forward to that tomorrow. And my daughter, she's with her mum and her boyfriend for Easter, so I'll connect with her tomorrow probably. I've got a little gift for her that she wanted being delivered by Amazon. And they said they'd deliver it tomorrow, so we'll see. Anyway, that's me out for today. A pretty casual sort of day, busy, but now taking some time out. So whatever you're doing, take some time out for yourself. Keep growing. One of my clients the other day said, you don't always have to keep on improving and whatever. And I said, yes, I do. That's just me, though. That's just how I'm conditioned. That's what I like to do. And it's not what most people want to do. I get that. But it is for me. So that's me out. See you tomorrow.